briefly, can you tell us about your leadership story and how you got there? How did you get to where you are today?
Well, believe it or not, somebody suggested to me, hey, you might like to work at GECU. They knew R.C. Morgan, which is a legend in credit union land. And I said, okay, well, let me try it. And I was hired, and they brought me on as a file clerk at that time. So it was over 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So, and then I worked my way up. I spent some time in the operations area of the credit union, which I really appreciate because it taught me so much about the organization. And that taught me also how to lead and to motivate people, yeah, which was a big reason I think I got to the place that I am today.
Right.
So my first full-time job after graduating from college was as receptionist here at San Francisco.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
So from there, it's just been a matter of growing with the credit union, which has been my favorite part, is to be able to see us grow.
I just started from a very low level, just as a bookkeeper in my organization. About over 20 years ago, I've rose from one rank to another, until when I was promoted in 2007 to my current position as the CEO of the organization.
And I've been CEO of Copera for about 4.5 years. And I was actually the first employee hired of the company, which was really neat to see the company being started and to be a part of that formation. I started as an emerging markets director, really starting to jump right in and work with some of our clients, getting to learn the business, and eventually started to do a little bit of everything, just kind of got exposure to all areas of the business.
Fortunate that my first boss in credit unions was Tracy Kenyon, who's now my counterpart at the Montana League.
Okay.
And learned from her just really the philosophy and the difference of credit unions, and became very engaged in it and was able to build a career out of it. Mm-hmm. So both her passion for the credit union industry and also the mentorship she provided to me really made a difference in my career. And
or skills did you leverage to become successful, do you think?
Well, I think that collaboration, working with people, developing relationships, having a vision, creating strategy, getting people excited around that vision and strategy, mm-hmm, I think are really key elements. And so hiring the right people, of course, and then creating the parameters to work within, mm-hmm, and as long as you have all of that in a collaborative environment, then you let people create and make things happen. So,
do you know, I think perseverance is one, mm-hmm, certainly that has helped me propel my career, and the other one is openness and, mm-hmm, just being authentic and always adapting to change. Right. One thing I love about financial services is it's never without challenges nor opportunity. Like it's always moving and shaping. Mm-hmm. But I would say my other skills that I've had have been business acumen, strategy, governance, and overall leading people.
I am a finance person. I am a certified public accountant by profession. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I have a lot of experience working and dealing with people. So, you know, when you are in this position, you don't just confine with the skills that you have, but you need to hone your skills. So as an international organization, we have very limited staff. So, you know, I got to exert a lot of effort to earn additional skills in order to be relevant, mm-hmm, to an international organization such like this.
As I said earlier, on willingness to do more, mm-hmm, is one of them. Creativeness, as well as positivity to challenges, and also cleverness, as well as
I like that.
As well. On top of that, integrity.
Said that. What is your proudest professional moment so far?
Well, my proudest professional moment would have to relate to achieving my master's degree as an adult learner while I was involved in, you know, trying to advance my career and working full time. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of the fact that our credit union was able to keep our senior team together. We didn't lose people after going through that process, and that requires a lot of work building trust and creating relationships with your peers in order to be able to emerge as the leader of your peer group and also be able to keep them and keep that group intact and working towards the benefit and the goal of the credit union.
When I hear people in the community talk about the great things that Summit is doing, that makes me really proud of our organization and proud of our employees and the difference that they make every day in people's lives. So, you know, when people outside of your organization really recognize the things that you do, then you know that you're creating change.
Well, and I worked in Malaysia, so, which was quite, you know, a very male-dominated environment. And people always felt that I would have a tough time there, and I didn't. And I think it was always remaining authentic and holding, you know, your ethics and your integrity always, you know, in good stead. I would say those two things.
The lesson I learned is that it only takes one person to change your life, and that is you.
Ah, okay.
And don't let people define you. Seek not to find out who you are, but you should seek to find out and you should seek to determine what you want to be.
Any advice for women out there looking to pursue a similar career path as you?
Well, I'd like to say, I think the opportunities are there.
Yeah,
we just have to let it be known, and that goes back to having conversations with your own manager or, you know, higher up that I am interested in a C-level position or a higher level. And, you know, what can you do to help me get there?
The advice that I can give to women in the industry is that they should not shy from leadership. They should strive for it.
Yeah.
Believe in themselves.
Taking risks personally, professionally, but also from a credit union perspective, trying some things that are a little bit less traditional, seeing how that goes. All of that helps just develop the credit union, develop employees, develop yourself, continuous learning and growing and changing and having a good time doing it.
Get a mentor.
Yep.
Mentors are so key. If you get a good mentor, they're going to tell you really good positive feedback about what you're good at, but they also provide you with some constructive feedback, areas that you could be doing better in and working towards improving on. And those are really key relationships to build.
You know, stay focused. Make sure you say no to the things around you that may take your focus away from your goals. Write those goals down. Make sure that you follow through. And again, believe in yourself because you can do what you put your mind to.
Oh, no,
and don't let anybody else define your future because you define your future.
We used to have a value at the credit union where I worked that was, you know, every idea counts, every person, every idea counts. And it was a reminder that we were supposed to really, you know, listen to that voice regardless of where it came from. And I think that's a really important way to give people the seat at the table, give people the opportunity to have their ideas heard and shared.
We need to evangelize. What I mean, to educate both women and men, that organizations are more successful if they have gender balanced leadership.
I love it. All right, wrap up question here for you, Jane. What legacy would you like to leave behind for young women in the industry today?
For young women, what I'll say is that we encourage them. We also talk about the work that you have worked because we did not just find ourselves in the position that we are, and encourage them and tell them to be confident, and they know that they can lead and even be more than many.
I think the legacy that I'd like to leave behind is just paving the way to the place where we do not have to have a dialogue about gender diversity.
For someone to achieve what she wants to achieve, you need to put much effort on that, and don't look back. Maybe somewhere you meet some challenges, but don't focus on the challenges.
Okay.
But focus on your goals.
Well, I would say a legacy of being a lifelong learner, always be willing to tackle new things, take on new assignments, take on new risks, and don't be too hard on yourself if you have to change your plan midstream. Mm-hmm. Make a plan, work the plan, and be willing to adapt and change as life changes come your way, because trust me, they come your way.